Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A Saudi oil attack and suddenly gas prices starting to soar. Patrick DeHaan is joining us live this morning, head of petroleum analysis for Gas Buddy. Patrick, what's going on with this single incident?
Well, good morning. First of all, the attack knocked out 5 million barrels a day of oil production from one of the world's largest oil producers. That's 5% of global production. That's a big number. And while the U.S. has been receiving less Saudi crude oil, we're really indifferent to that. The global marketplace is short on oil now, and oil prices jumped 14% yesterday, and that's going to precipitate a rise in gas prices that starts as soon as today and may last for a few weeks. Gas prices may rise a total of 15 to 30 cents a gallon as a result of this attack.
I think a lot of people are just kind of wondering why we're feeling the impact at the pump here. For, you know, years we've been told we get most of our oil from the U.S. and from Canada and places right here.
Yeah, great question. And again, it goes back to oil being a global commodity. There is a global market. The U.S. is an exporter, but really, even though we are not necessarily receiving as much of the Saudi crude oil as we used to, other global customers are. And if they're not able to buy crude oil from Saudi Arabia, they're going to talk to the same countries that we are, if not buy our own oil. And so market prices rise as a result. Basically, more hands in the cookie jar that has less in it, and that pushes prices up.
It seems, though, that prices start jumping before they really need to start jumping. It's almost like just the talk of, you know, putting production down will send prices up.
Well, that certainly can make a difference, too. But keep in mind that once we learned of the attacks, the Saudis on Saturday, basically were producing 5 million barrels a day less. So there is that aspect, but this is an actual physical disruption that happened immediately. So there is an immediate impact. Though we can't see it, I'm not sure the best answer would be to let motorists see shortages. That would probably be far more worrisome. But economics is at work. Oil prices have gone up. Certainly, I'm not going to like having to pay more, but we will still have ample supply available.
Yeah, prices have gone up before this even happened. Where would you say prices were comparatively? I mean, we've heard some people say oil prices or gas prices were pretty low, and I'm thinking low, $2.50. Since when is that low?
Well, there's probably a lot of context being used here. Some folks remember that in 2011 through 2014, gas prices for a period of about 1,200 days were over $3 a gallon. Of course, since late 2014, prices then started to plummet down to $2. And we've been kind of in this new era of relatively low prices. Of course, they are higher, but when tracked with inflation, gas prices remain overall cheap. And it's perhaps that designation that makes a lot of motorists feel better, that they're earning more and gas prices have remained relatively affordable.
Is the pain at the pump being spread around the world, Patrick, or will some parts, you know, globally see bigger spikes than other parts?
No, everybody is in this together. Like I had mentioned, it being a global market, anyone buying oil will be paying the higher price. Some governments do subsidize fuel. I'm sure many of us have heard Venezuela prices are just 10 or 15 cents per gallon, but that's because Venezuela is paying the market price for that fuel, and they're basically giving it away. And that's why part of the reason why Venezuela has seen such a collapse, because that cost is so significant for the government to do that, that it literally undermined the entire economy. So there's the possibility that other areas around the globe may not see as much of an impact, but in those cases, government is subsidizing the price of oil and it's costing the government.
So what do you see happening in the near future here? When will we really start to see the big impact of this attack, and when might that subside?
Well, I think the biggest impacts are probably going to start in the next day or two. Gas stations started to pay more for those that bought gasoline as early as last night. they were paying about 25 cents a gallon more for that gasoline in various areas across the country. Now, the New England Northeast area was a little bit less than that at about 15 cents a gallon. But gas stations right now that haven't raised prices are paying the higher price. They're losing out. And so very quickly today, tomorrow, into the weekend, you'll start to see gas stations pass along those higher prices. I know it bucks conventional wisdom. People think retail prices go up faster than what gas stations do, but they're actually paying the higher price right now.
All right. And when do you think we'll be on the other end of this event? When do you think we'll recover? Saudi Arabia will be back in production, full production.
Well, Saudi Arabia has made some clues that they hope to bring a good portion of the production back within a matter of days, and most of it within a matter of 1 to 2 weeks. If it takes longer than that, that's going to prolong our pain. But I think we will probably see the total impact probably somewhere in the time frame of 1 to 2 months. That is, prices will make it back down to their pre-Saudi attack level in about 1 to 2 months. The upward trend may last a couple of weeks.
Okay, well, we'll watch out for it. Unfortunately, I think we'll all kind of notice it at some point soon. Patrick, thanks. It's Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com. The attack in Saudi Arabia having an impact here already at the pump.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.